Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, December 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Bowling Green Church of God will be taking a care package to Mayfield, Kentucky next Tuesday, where the deadly tornado caused catastrophic damage. They are taking donations as soon as possible until Monday night. If you would like to donate money or any items that could assist them, please let them know. If you are able to help, please reach out and call Tim Staten at 863-450-7569 or Pastor Josh Caraway at 386-623-3634. Those numbers again, you can call Tim Staten, 863-450-7569, or Pastor Josh Caraway at area code 386-623-3634. Your local events tonight is Palooza in the Park, presented by Mosaic and Main Street Wauchula. It's every third Friday starting at 6 p.m. This week, they'll be having a cornhole tournament. The cost to register your team is $20, and they can sign up at the Main Street Wauchula Facebook page. The winners will receive a percentage of all of the registration fees. Alcohol is permitted in Heritage Park for Palooza in the Park. No glass containers, though. You must bring your own bottle, cup, or can, or purchase one from the pub or at Giovanni's. Your jobs here in the area: our Riveter is looking for a sewing operator, 1 year of manufacturing experience, day shift availability, and U.S. work authorization are required. St. Amaro Post Acute and Rehabilitation Center is looking for an activity director. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, activity director certification, an unencumbered CNA license in Florida, and long-term care experience. And Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for health workers. An associate's degree in a relevant field and U.S. work authorization are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 80 degrees out, feels like 83. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly sunny. Shade temperature 78 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east at 8 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Your humidity is humid at 57%. Air quality is fair. Dew point 63 degrees. Your cloud cover 11%. 10 miles of visibility in the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachuta, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Saturday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, light and variable winds. Sunday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, chance of rain 30%, and Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Uncertainty and panic over the Omicron variant caused the cotton market, along with many other commodities, to drop significantly in price in recent weeks. Last week, according to MorningAgClips.com, cotton began to stabilize and try to correct to the possible overreaction in prices. The slide halted on December 3rd and since then has gained 289 points or 2.89 cents, including a small 13 points on Friday with March futures. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service seeks proposals from poultry processors for pilot projects that will test different control strategies for salmonella contamination. FSIS says participating processors will experiment with new or existing pathogen control and measurement strategies and share data collected through the pilots. The data will be analyzed to determine whether it supports changes to FSIS existing salmonella control strategies. The agency announced in October it would be mobilizing a stronger and more comprehensive effort to reduce salmonella illness associated with poultry products. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced the withdrawal of the 2016 proposed rule that would have amended the Horse Protection Act regulations. APHIS is making the development of a new and improved proposal a top regulatory priority. The action allows the agency to evaluate and consider more recent findings and research and incorporate the information into a new proposed rule.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Another new tool for poultry and meat producers to expand their businesses and decrease their reliance on just a few processors. Through the Food Supply Chain Guaranteed Loan Program, the USDA says it will partner with lenders to guarantee loans of up to $40 million to help expand meat and poultry processing capacity and to finance other food supply chain infrastructure. The Food Supply Chain Guaranteed Loan Program is run by Rural Business Cooperative Services. Its administrator, Karama Neal.
USDA might guarantee a loan for a group of producers, cattle producers, pork producers, poultry, for example, who had formed a cooperative to better control access and to brand their products to garner premium value for their product. The guaranteed loans could finance equipment for a mid-sized facility or for expansion of production capacity, addition of product lines, upgrading of consumer packaging, or value-added post-processing. There are a number of different kinds of things. The program could guarantee a loan for a food hub seeking to expand its operation by adding additional cold storage facilities. It really is quite broad.
Cooperatives, corporations, profits and nonprofits, tribal communities, public bodies, and people in rural and urban areas may all apply. Neil emphasizes the program's broad reach is designed to support the whole food supply chain. Producers can apply for the food supply chain loans online only by going to the USDA's website.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Technology companies leading stocks lower on Wall Street as investors weighed the implications of higher interest rates as the Federal Reserve prepares to begin raising rates next year to fight inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.9%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ slid 2.5%, its biggest drop since September. Traders were also considering other moves by global central banks. The Bank of England became the first central bank among leading economies to raise interest rates. The Dow was down 29 points today, closing at 35,897. The NASDAQ dropped 385 to 15,180. The S&P 500 lost 41 points to 4,668. New York oil rose $1.51 to $72.38 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Milwaukee Bucks were missing seven players when they hosted Indiana Wednesday night, including their top two stars. Despite that, they beat the Pacers 114-99. Bucks guard Drew Holiday had 26 points and 14 rebounds, taking up the slack.
We just have to be grittier. Two guys have to box out one. We all just as a team, all five guys have to kind of get in there and contain the space to be able to get those rebounds.
It's now a five-game winning streak for Cleveland after their 124-89 rout of Houston. Cavaliers guard Darius Garland, who scored 21 points, says they didn't take the Rockets lightly.
We already knew that mindset that was going to come in and play super hard since they were already down bodies. So we just had to put together 48 minutes. I think we did that tonight and end up with the result that we wanted.
Gabe Benson scored 26 points and hit a key three-pointer late in the fourth as Miami beat Philadelphia 101-96. Trey Young played through a minor neck injury to score 28 points, leading Atlanta to a 111-99 victory over Orlando. This is SRN Sports. Devontae Graham's 61-foot heave at the buzzer gave New Orleans a 113-110 win over Oklahoma City.
That's definitely, you know, my best game winner I've had. I mean, everyone is, you know, memorable. But full court, you know, shot like that, got to be ranked number one.
Gordon Hayward scored a season-high 41 points as Charlotte beat San Antonio 131-115. The Lakers overtime the Mavericks 107-104. It was Minnesota 124, Denver 107. Utah 124, the LA Clippers 103. Sacramento 119, Washington 105. Memphis 113, Portland 103. Top 25 action, 8th-ranked Arizona 101, Northern Colorado 76, 10th-ranked Southern Cal 66, UC Irvine 61, number 22 Xavier 86, Morehead State 63. Three games in the NHL, Chicago overtime, Washington 5-4. The Rangers beat Arizona 3-2. Anaheim was a 4-1 winner over Seattle. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Don't forget, if you bank with FNB Wauchula, you can manage your accounts online 24/7 with their new electronic banking system. Your quote for the day: the most effective way to remember your wife's birthday is to forget it once. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.